I call the October 15th, 2019 Finance Committee of the Whole Meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
Okay, it's 6:31. Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
Chair Covey is absent.
As committee chair, evidently, I direct staff based on the Carol will lead the discussion.
I want to lead the discussion right now.
Okay, Carol, lead the discussion, please.
Yeah, right. A little sugar.
Put your pen on.
Yeah. So, exactly. The first topic is the 2019 tax levy. I want to tell you, I did meet with Michael Covey 2 weeks ago before it went out in the packet to you, and I went over everything with him. Him being a first-time treasurer, he had quite a few questions, and I felt like he was in support of this recommendation. As you know, really with the tax cap legislation, what we have tried to do in the past is we know what the old growth value is. The CPI this year is 1.9. The last 2 years it's been 2.1, so it's a little bit lower. And then we build in to capture all new growth in the community. I don't think the Hoover Estate property really is going to come on in time for it, but I would hate to do, I would hate not to include just a little bit more this year, just in case anything does happen with that. Also, for the fact that this year we want to try and maximize our rate for the Special Recreation Fund. As you know, NSSRA has purchased the property on Lake Cook Road. We did pay a portion of what we owed as one of the member agencies, and next year, those member agencies that cannot pay their proportionate share, which for us I believe is right around $100,000, we will pay it all out of the Special Recreation Fund from fund balances, and then the additional portion that we will collect this year up to the maximum rate of 4 cents for that fund. We can't go over that. So this year I built in a little bit more for that. I also know in the two funds for IMRF and Social Security that with the expanded daycare program last year in September, we did see an increase in the expenditures as we thought was going to happen, but I want to just build a little bit of a cushion in there and not necessarily use up more fund balance reserves in those minor funds. So for this year, total operating tax levy would be 4.93%. It compares to 4.21 last year. It will be the last year of our Watts debt, as you all know, this next year, paid in December, and then it will decrease unless we were to issue a bond issue, but that's not on the table right now. So the debt service levy actually decreases because the county builds in a 5% loss into their calculation for collection purposes. We traditionally collect 98-99% of the tax levy. So that the total net decrease or increase is about 2.86% for all funds, operating and debt service. And as the impact,
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get
2.86, I believe it is. Yep, 2.86% increase. So what the board really needs to do tonight is just to pass the Truth in Taxation resolution. It's in your packet. We're not required to have a public hearing, but we always have, no matter what the increase is, to allow people to give their input and ask questions about the levy. So this is really what we're doing, is we're saying we're going to levy X amount compared to last year's extension. And it's in the paper, and it gives people an opportunity to come when we actually pass the ordinance at the November regular board meeting.
The 2.86%, about how much money is that?
2.86%? Again, remember, this is levy. It's not extended tax dollars. So 1.164, it is Last year, our total extension was 5.715, and this year, the total levy amount is 5.878. So it's about 160 and 70 that we're levying more. Again, we won't know any final extensions until next June or July, when they're calculating what the second installment is, and the bills go out to be paid August 1. We won't know what really tax increases are, what new growth is in the community. And so we always levy, again, what the CPI is, plus an amount for new growth. Any questions on that?
I have a question that's only tangentially related. It's only tangentially related.
Okay.
We have talked in an earlier finance committee meeting about being ready to do a bond offering to replace WATS. What is your projected timeline for coming back to us with
Well, if we did anything before February, it would be on this next year's tax levy. So I don't, timing-wise, I don't think we want to do anything before March 1. And March probably would be the time that I would look. Eric keeps in contact with me constantly as far as the rates. So it's kind of status quo whenever we would be really ready to do that. So, you know, I'm thinking maybe as a part of the budget discussion, we could really look at that. That's the early part of February. Take a look at the rates, maybe even have him come back to give more concrete numbers.
I certainly don't suggest we take out more. First of all, I think we need to consider whether we take out more debt.
As well.
But I definitely wouldn't consider doing it before the whole debt is done.
Right.
However, I suspect it's not a 4-week process.
No, it actually is a 3-month process, but I think timing-wise, to at least start the conversation in February, we're going to have more information about the park maintenance area and what might be used towards that.
And about WATS.
And about WATS.
Yes.
So I think timing-wise, it will make sense to talk about it, but yeah, it'll be a 3-month, 2.5 to 3-month process. So.
Okay.
When
is the WATS time?
The last payment will be on December 1 of 2020, but if we levy it, so if we were to do anything between now and end of February, it actually would go and increase the tax levy because it's based on outstanding resolutions for debt.
Okay.
So by dating it any time after March 1, it's going to be on the following year, so then there's more the consistency.
Yeah.
There's going to be a slight increase, as we have talked about, but maybe it's going to be $50 or $60. Versus everybody seeing that first payment built in next levy. So far the rates are, you know, staying low and everything looks, there's nothing changing.
Right.
And if there is something, Eric he knows to, you know, reach out right away.
Okay. All right. Plus, my recommendation would be that, or my view, obviously subject to my peers' direction as well, would be, you know, let's get the information you need about capital projects, but let's go sooner rather than later because we don't want to risk window closing if something happens with the economy that we don't want to.
Exactly. And we totally agree with you.
For the election.
Now we need that law.
The pending election is 3 months. 3 months before the election, it's already going to start to really.
No, we'll start in February having that talk.
Yeah,
so that we can get it out next
year. We're all anxious about it.
Okay. We are too.
As far as issuance cost, you know, there's issuance costs for Chapman and Cutler, our, you know, Hansel Brink, for the underwriters, for all those fees come in. The good news is that we have a very healthy fund balance in their bond and interest fund that we can utilize that versus having to issue more or take up proceeds that really could be used towards capital projects. So that's a good thing because it's been building up.
Right.
Thanks.
Sure.
Okay, that's a good, really good question. Okay, any comments, questions? Bradley, you got something?
Good little package there, Carol.
Thank you. Wonderful job. Once again.
Okay. Well, if the discussion is closed now, as committee chair, I direct staff, based on the discussion of the committee, to move the proposed 2019 tax levy amount forward for approval at the October 15th regular board meeting.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, we will move on to the health insurance renewal. Carol, you're going to lead that discussion as well.
Yes, we are in the third year of our three-year commitment to Panorama Health. And as every year, we meet as a health council as a part of the program structure for Panorama on the health insurance increases moving forward for 2020. The increases look pretty reasonable this year by coverage type. PPO is about a little over 2, HMO 2.5, dental 1.8. And when you extrapolate that to our structure of our current staff, there are currently 7 employees out of 35 full-time employees that either have no coverage, i.e. they're covered on their spouses or parents' plans, or they just have dental coverage. So that might shift this coming year because I know there's somebody at least turning 26 and then we'll have to get her own coverage. And that we've had some babies being born and just changes in the coverage structure. Panorama did add a coverage structure for employee and one or more children, or 2 children or more, as a difference to family coverage. It's a little bit lower premium cost. I'm not sure if anybody will fall into that category, but when you extrapolate the cost, it was about a 4% increase from what we're paying right now, or...
We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, it's about $20,000 in increased premium costs.
Yeah.
So to kind of taper against that, we want to use some of the current medical reserve that we have. That's currently at $12,000, so we'll bring that down to $10,000. And then also increase employee contributions in every level. I was really happy last year when we had, I think, 6 employees move from the PPO coverage to the HMO coverage. And I really attribute a lot of that to Liz Stoic, the accounting manager, she met one-on-one with employees, because people that are young and healthy in our field, typically it's like they can get just as good as coverage in HMO when they do
good
reach
job.
Out. It's just a matter of a different way of thinking.
Yes.
And so she's really going to try, and also this year, work on the what they call the HRA coverage. It's a high deductible plan.
Yeah, right.
But then you kind of have the ability, if people don't make the deductible, you're saving the premium cost between the $500 deductible and the high deductible plan.
Right.
So we're really, for people that are in network PPO, we're going to try and push them that still want the flexibility of, I don't have to go through a primary care doctor for everything. But if you stay in network, you can really gain some savings, number one, in the deductible.
Right.
And it's just a matter of educating staff. And so with Liz's help, I know she's already been on it and thinking about it for our open enrollment period. But I think our recommendation is to still have the 3 different coverage types, try and push employees into the lower cost options because it is still good health insurance.
Yeah, really good.
And you know, again, the wellness program is a part of PATH. This year, one of the changes is for employees, those 7 people that aren't in the health program, they're going to do away with the incentive. There's an incentive that Panorama pays to have people proactively working on their health and coaching their health and to know their health. We still feel that that's important for our 7 people, that they still get an incentive and want to fund that internally as a part of the health cost budget for the coming year, too.
Right.
Not to penalize them for not being in the health plan. They're already saving us
a bit of money
that for them then to all of a sudden lose a benefit.
Yeah.
That it becomes a team thing, too.
Yeah, right.
Everybody kind of gets into the health risk assessment,
right.
You know, challenging each other with points and steps and physical fitness. That we don't want to take that away. It's just, it would be a...
That's just part of the culture,
exactly.
Too, here, that specifically, it should be part of every culture,
right.
But certainly, you know, recreation.
So, and that's the recommendation as laid out to you. Again, we did, unfortunately, at least lose 2 of our larger member agencies this year, Glenview and Wheaton. So... it'll be interesting to see just kind of the push for new membership. And, you know, they're bigger agencies. For us, we have 35 employees. When we're being pooled with, you know, 84 other agencies and 2,300 employees, it's, you know, it's hard to compared to what we would get out there in the private market. Sure. So,
where do you think Glenview? What do you think Glenview?
I've not heard. I don't know if you've heard anything.
I have not heard. Doing. I heard there was a little bit of disagreement with the. I can't speak to it, but I heard there was something more internal that was going on. So,
Which ironically was probably the case with Wheaton.
Yeah. Something about something not being covered. I think it's more internal. They have both of those agencies have a lot more employees, so they have a lot more
leverage.
Yeah. In their negotiation with private healthcare. So.
And Panorama, they do provide the health wellness again, and it's also they provide help with all the Affordable Care Act reporting and questions, and they're just such a good
resource
for us. Mm-hmm. So that is staff's recommendation. Yes, Steph?
Yeah, go ahead.
You were going to kick in some extra money from what I call the SERS fund. Where did that money come from?
That came back from way back in the 90s of when they made an offer to employees who had family coverage or were covered under both spouses to the savings wouldn't be paid back to them, what would be saved in a reserve fund for use down the road for situations like this. And I want to say it was up to about, it was around $30,000 when it first started. But by taking a little bit, eventually we're going to have to take it out, and then we might have to look to really looking at some design changes for our plan. I'm not sure we're there yet, and it's the fact that we're having so many people shift to the HMO, I think is a good sign that we haven't had to do that, but it's always something to obviously take a look at. And
and by the HMO, the staff, the employee also saves a lot of money too, so that's the way Liz approaches that with some of our, we have a lot younger staff, especially in our Children's Circle department, so we feel that they'll be successful in that area.
Yeah.
So you said we have a 3-year agreement, so that means next year maybe we
We always renew it.
Negotiation power if agencies left, like maybe.
We don't have any with Panorama. What we could do is check out with outside firms. Again, we don't have the leverage that those big districts do. So.
But even with Panorama, if they see others leaving and they say, well, we'd like to stay with you, if we can.
No, because it's a pool.
It's a pool.
And everybody's charged the same rate regardless of where they come from.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Did I see the total? This wasn't a writable, and I usually just take notes on here, but that the cost is about a little over $500,000.
Yeah. And it's really slow. The increase each year is slow because of not taking the coverages, which has been very helpful. But you know, in a year where that changes or there is staff turnover, that could potentially, and it's something to keep aware of.
And is the health coverage seen by your employees, this is probably a question for both of you, is it a good benefit?
Oh, absolutely.
Or is it a source of...
No, I think people...
It's seen as a good
benefit.
Much like teachers have good...
Yeah, oh yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In fact, when we give increases every year, we actually spell out the increase, and we spell out how much their health insurance is valued at, and what else do we spell out?
IMRF,
all that to go into their total benefit packets, and they're like, wow. So they're comparing apples to apples when they should someone, you know, try to get into the private sector. We keep them because of our great benefits, which is, in the long run, a very cost saving for us by having longevity with our staff.
Right.
So.
The changes were interesting, benefit changes that I read through. I'm just going to, number 4 was in caught my eye. Dialysis patients, they're going to, well, the truth is, I've heard on good authority, every single person who gets hemodialysis immediately goes on Medicare. So everybody does.
Right.
The world over, the country over.
Totally.
Yeah.
And when you
but
see
it does take a year before Medicare starts paying.
Right.
So it's a year. And the minute you go on it, you immediately get on Medicare, but it takes a year to kick in.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just.
I was really floored
that you would know
the cost.
Yeah.
The cost of dialysis. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Right. Okay. So, any other questions about the health insurance?
Just it's a wonderful, wonderful benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked for 7.
We just have our finance committee at all. You could sit down.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, most of them.
You can have a seat. We'll be done soon. It's a pre-committee meeting.
Interesting. Okay. So, very good. Okay. As committee chair, I direct staff, based on the discussion of the committee, to move the recommended health insurance renewal forward for approval at the October 15th regular board meeting. Okay, so are there any additional?
I do have some other business. Okay. Since we're a little ahead of time, I can do it now as opposed to later since we have time to go. We just were notified today, actually, and not officially. The official notification will come in November, but our Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning grant was officially awarded for Connect Glencoe for a total of $667,150.
That's
not a small grant.
Super good PR. Where's
so,
Erin?
She knows about it, and Chris and Erin did a lot of work on this.
Oh,
they did a phenomenal job. They took the lead on this one, so good for them. It's just the right timing for trail grants. Not a lot of people go for them. You see when you get this how many people are rewarded. But we're very proud of this grant. So that along with the IDNR grant, and now we're still going for the playground grant and the donation. We're hoping for like $1.1 million towards donations for this project. So that's very exciting in that.
We're already at 970.
Yeah, we're at 970. So we're hoping for the odd grant now. Stop it. You say that. Don't expect this all the time. Okay. Just wanted to let you know that the Linden House court date has been set.
Oh.
So that's our next step in that process of putting that house up for sale. So it's in November. I don't know the exact date, but I will go with that. Jim Rock is representing us for Anfield Link and is all prepared for that. So I'll be at the court date representing the Park District on that one. And
it's set for November sometime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
We have no role in that.
I go there, and Jim does all the talking. I'm there to answer any questions about the historical nature of the property and why it's different than Norman Park land. This is apparently the judge's first time doing one of these. They don't happen very often.
Situation.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Talked about the grant for that one. We talked about at the that we approved doing a master plan for Watts. So part of that master plan is that we have to have community meetings on the facility in order to go for a park grant. We think the park grants will be available to start applying for in December, January, but there will be a very tight window. They're going to release it, and then you have like a month to do it. So we're trying to get our ducks in a row and do things ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So staff is looking at doing a community meeting for Watts and inviting the Watts Advisory Committee to that meeting also. It's very similar to what we did with the dog park, where we have a community meeting, talk about the goals for the center, what improvements they would like, and we're going to open up to the whole community. So we're going to invite, ICE people, we're going to do after school people, we're going to do programming people, we're going to do athletic areas around it. So everybody in the community will be invited to get their input on these, and we'll kind of draw out different questions from them. We'll do that meeting, and then immediately 2 weeks later, we'll have a Watts Advisory Committee meeting and share the results. Hopefully, the Watts Advisory people are at that meeting so they can hear firsthand. They'll make a recommendation to the board about what they think should be added to the center so that you get a little more feedback on the Watts Center. So that will help us satisfy the community meeting portion of that park grant, which is very important to them. So there will be three public opportunities for the public to speak on that.
Is it helpful, critical in obtaining the grant to have an active fundraising arm for Watts?
No, there's not.
There isn't.
It is,
okay. Because I know it helped.
It helps us.
No, obviously it helps us. I thought it helped in the grant application of another one that we had a donation also to.
Necessarily. I mean, sometimes it does help.
Okay.
But I don't know if in 2 months we'll have anything. We're working towards it, but I don't think we'll have any commitment. So what they want is to give credit towards a grant, is you have to have that commitment
and
donation.
Oh, they have to commit. Okay.
Yeah,
all
so
right,
I don't think we'll have that. But we are working behind the scenes on that one, too.
Yes, still.
So,
okay.
So that's...
When will the community meeting be?
I'll let you guys know. We're still setting those dates, trying to figure out in the calendar exactly.
Probably late November, December?
Oh, no. Early November. I'll let you know the exact dates, okay?
Early November. Wow.
Yeah, we're looking, what today's 11th, so a month from now, I think, and then bring it to committee in December, I think. Yeah, so I'll let you know exactly the dates.
Just throw out there, I'm on a business trip the 5th through the 7th, so she'll want to check about the November 5th meeting, if you could do anything.
Oh, the committee meeting?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can miss that.
I'd like
to be at the WAC meeting, so if you have a choice, and can't do it the 5th, 6th, or 7th.
Well, the WATS community meeting, I think it's more vital for you to be at committee meeting than the WATS community meeting, to be honest with you, but I'll make note of that you're on vacation those days.
I'm on work.
I mean, it's work, out of town for work. So you're looking to see if we want to switch the November committee meeting. We are talking about capital projects, which is a big...
It's a biggie.
That's a biggie. Are you gone?
I'm gone a ton, but I am here the 12th. Does anybody else have a problem on the 12th? I mean, Covey could be an issue because he's got such a crazy schedule.
I can text
schedule.
Him right away. And
yeah, you could try that. Would that be?
That's November?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is JC
and yeah. Gone the weekend, but I'm back on the 12th.
And that would replace then the one?
The 5th. Yeah. But... We won't know because we've got to find out if that's going to work for everybody.
What I'll do is we'll send out an email, just can confirm everybody can do that before we officially change it.
Terrific.
Do we have to do anything else? Do we have to approve it tonight at tonight's meeting? Or just we can switch to committee meeting?
Yeah, you have to approve it in order to do that.
So we would have to do that tonight. And it's not on the agenda.
Correct.
Well, could we switch it and then switch it back?
Well, I guess you could say we approve it if...
Well, we can't because it's not a
contingent approval. Or
are you sure we can't change committee meetings if there's no action taken?
It's a regular committee meeting.
Okay.
So we posted it as such.
But we can't change it because it's not on the agenda. Can't take action because it's not on the agenda, right?
Mm-hmm.
There has to be something we could do about that. We can call another committee meeting or. It happens all the time.
Yeah,
so, you can call another one.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is that, actually what happens is no one shows up the 5th, we cancel that meeting because of lack of quorum and then schedule another meeting.
Oh.
I believe that's how we would work on that one.
I like
so,
that.
So I will let you know exactly how we're going to do that.
Okay.
But I will see if that works.
12 and we should know in the next day or two.
Yep, I'll work on that tomorrow.
Good. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, thank you, and I'll let you guys know the dates of the WATS public meeting and try to work around schedules.
And if that would free up.
It was yeah.
I mean, if we did that.
Well, yeah, she wouldn't be there, but
yeah.
I tried to leave.
So we'll work on that. So okay.
Okay.
And then the Grants London House, that grant, that one. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
That's it.
So I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Somebody so moved?
Move.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, all in favor? All in favor?
So moved. What time is it?
Okay.
6:59. Who moved? Josh and then Stephanie.
And Stephanie second. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second, all in favor. Okay.
Okay.
We'll stop this.